Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Renew and Remake Me, Lord, based on our reading of Lamentations chapter 5 and verse 21. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Sometimes the Lord has to allow us to walk in the valley of the shadow of death before we come to our senses and realize that we have wandered far away from God. Sometimes God has to place us on our back with a terminal illness before we acknowledge that we need to repent of our transgression and return to God. Sometimes God has to allow calamities and difficulties and afflictions to come upon us before we realize that our sins have separated us from God. It took the captivity of the children of Israel for them to realize the state of their apostasy. I guess the removal of freedom and the increase in oppression caused God's people to spend more time contemplating their situation, and therefore this caused them to cry out to the Lord for help. In Lamentation 5 and verse 21, we can read the cry of God's people for help. The word of the Lord said, Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Here we see God and God's children pleading to him to have mercy on them and allow them to return to the days of old. It is so interesting how, as God's people, we sometimes complain about how the church services are boring. It is so interesting how, as God's people, we sometimes complain that our church lacks love. There are times when we just never feel that our current situation is good enough until we don't have it anymore. Sometimes God has to remove some of the blessings that we have been given in order to get us to realize that what we have is the best. When God's people found themselves in Babylon, many of them wept when they remembered Zion. I guess it took this very difficult situation for the children of Israel to cry out to the Lord for mercy. Today God is reminding us that no matter how far we have wandered from him, we can still cry out to him for mercy, because he will always listen to and answer our prayers. We serve an awesome God who is not willing that any of us should perish, but that all of us should come to repentance. So God will do everything in his power to rescue us from the clutches of the enemy once we cry out to him for help. I pray that those of us who know that we have wandered far away from God, that today we will cry out to God and ask him to have mercy upon us. I pray that those of us who have found ourselves in very trying times at the moment will do the same. We must remember that the same way God delivered Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, he will also deliver us as well. We just need to cry out to the Lord, and he will abundantly pardon our transgression and restore our relationship with him. Today, the Lord is calling us to respond in a positive way to the prompting of the Holy Spirit and repent of our transgression. Today, God wants us to understand that only after we have responded in a positive way to the prompting of the Holy Spirit that his grace and mercy can step in and renew our souls. Only God can get us from where we currently are to where we need to be. Let us continue to put all of our trust in the Lord so that he can renew our relationship with him. Let us pray. Father, you understand where we are in our walk with you. You understand the obstacles and the issues. You understand where renewal is required. Today we ask, Lord, that you will do your work of renewal and transformation and restoration in our lives, so that, Lord, we'll be able to walk in the path of righteousness, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.